Sorry. So I'm recording now. welcome to the discussion meeting for the runtime config DB use case. We have been discussing the commitments for thar 6 and the release page coordination and filling in the appropriate, essentially filling in appropriate information for the use case. And so we're discussing right now currently the commitments page and the company commitments stuff. So and we were saying that to catch Joanne up, we were saying that for that right now, because there's still some things maybe we don't fully know, we're just committing essentially to, at the worst case, a slight evolution of ConfigDB was already developed in Sun OFPCI use case. And so we're saying that for the controller runtime DB, IBM would commit in for DCA, WIPRO would commit in for ANA testing, IBM and WIPRO would test. And then we started talking about what is the, for in design time for the service design creation, the SDC, what as a test only, what is that? And I think we're kind of saying that that was basically design time stuff that
okay. Is
onboarded and used maybe by the ConfigDB, right?
just want to make sure the DCAE piece, right? The commitment.
Yeah.
It will be done by the Nokia.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be the WIPRO? Just make sure, because I make sure we have a consistency, right? Mm-hmm. For the WISE CM notify. Who work for the WIPRO provider?
That's in a different use case, John. Completely, that's not tracked here.
Now you have the runtime DB in this column, right? This role.
Yeah, but the VEST development stuff, that's under the harmonization use case.
Yeah, but it's our use case introduced, because the original is not proposed by the, we proposed this one, because development done, because the don't say like Nokia will do development. But that use case should be our use case. But doesn't matter. Just if we have different company, just make sure consistency.
So we did talk about that. Let me see. That was when we talked to Vijay, right?
So Vijay come to me, so that you make sure if you talk to Vijay come to me, tell Vijay what to do. Hmm. So the
this is what you're talking
case,
about,
right?
Here, right? So
right.
Yeah.
So the case is original, we count the 18 proposed base, and so then that we have a lot of discussion this just for this issue.
Yeah.
We have a lot of this commitment. agreement upon these different stakeholders, Nokia,
and
we can a lot of people get involved just for this one. Just make sure just not lightly.
Yeah. So Nokia is committing to this. I mean, we've been working on it. For sure. But it's not tracked under this row, even though, so the reason why it's not tracked under that row is because there's three separate use cases that are all using that particular work, right?
Yeah, the work will be done by Nokia. The ticket is created by the Nokia, the name, the name, right? So he created that ticket. We all reference that ticket in the runtime DB. We write. I talked to Vijay. Actually, Vijay helped me out of this. He said, just the time being, I asked Vijay to do development, 18 to do development, right? So Vijay do it or the Nokia do it. And the Vijay say, if Nokia doesn't do, Vijay will do it. Then I was talking to you. Then say, Nokia can do it. Then Nokia do all the work. The thing they already done something. Mm-hmm. So Nokia will take on this work. So
hey, Ben,
runtime, Go ahead.
I mean, this is Sandeep, based on what I'm hearing, like the first use case, ORAN, ONAP, I think is Nokia, OF, SON, PCI use case, that is Wipro who had developed the SON microservice, right? That's what I'm hearing right now.
No. The SON use case will be depend on the runtime DB. Last Friday, I talked to the Shankar, right? The CM notify, they all reference to that package. So just make sure the CM notify event, I don't even know, I didn't say DCA, just CM notify event will be referenced to the Nokia DCA package. So runtime DB, I created, the epic story, all reference that package. So the package is created by the Nokia. I forgot his name, right? Yeah. So we all write into that the ticket. So what I would do, just don't, because I don't want to conflict each other. If other company do development, Nokia do development, then may not be same. Just make sure we all the same page.
Yeah. So to get you on that page, the work that is being done for that is not. For this spreadsheet is not being tracked under ConfigDB, but rather that ticket is being tracked under the harmonization. We don't want to track it in three different places, right? So we pick a use case to track it, and the use case is the harmonization use case that's being tracked under.
Exactly.
So the tickets are fine.
Go ahead.
Tickets are fine. I mean the ticket information is much more detailed than this spreadsheet, right? This spreadsheet is a very high level just for the TSC to see at a high level if there's problems with the overall release, right? I don't think there's a problem with that piece of it, because there's a ticket for DCA ticket for that. And it just so we all know, this work is specifically being tracked by
Nokia.
Yes, by Nokia and by the harmonization use case. So we don't need to put it doubled here.
To make sure. But if we track for tracking purpose, it's impact. But we dependent on the harmonization for this event.
Right.
So for the SON use case, we are the runtime config DB is a dependency for config for SON.
Actually, there's a row here we can write dependencies. Actually, we can, let me see.
Yeah.
We can mention that. Yeah, that's a good point. We can mention that in dependencies here. So let's do that. Actually, that's a good point. Let me see. So CM notify event DCE development.
Developed by Nokia, then
this event interdependency developed by Nokia. Okay, how's that?
Okay, then this is our dependency, right? And okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, great. So we're back to the SDC discussion. What in your mind, Joanne, was the SDC stuff that we needed to do?
I still want to make a clarification. The DCE, that you need to change the yellow column, because it's a page you have people tracking this page. So the DCE commitment will be done by the Nokia, right, for the UR, the pink column. The column is the pink one.
Oh, is this what you mean for the DCAE? You mean the VES stuff? Okay, so we can say
So Ben, I think what Swami was saying relates to the SON microservice that is also part of DCAE, and it also would have some impact.
Yeah, sure. We can both. I think Joanne thinks the DCA stuff is some of this VES stuff, which is fine.
Okay.
So we can commit to that. And you think also that's fine too. I think we can have both points. Yeah.
So what is the Wipro in here, DCA? I don't get it. What is that, Ben?
That's what he just said, right? That it's there's development for the SON microservice, right? Or is that what you're saying, Swami?
Yeah, Ben, yeah. So, Joanne, if there is some interface updates, right? For example, in the APIs or in the interaction with runtime DB, right? And if the neighbor list notification is coming to runtime DB, then the SON handler microservice, which is part of DCAE, will have some impacts, John. And that for that we are committing.
Yeah, but just to make sure, we are talking runtime DB project right now. I didn't see WebPro getting involved for this.
You are saying that it can be covered in the SON use case itself.
Yeah, because I just want to make sure, because I don't want to say it exactly in the runtime DB project, it's divided by Nokia, yeah.
Okay, fine. Right? I think she has a valid point. So we can say that runtime DB is impacted in the SON use case, and anything to do with the SON use case related thing, which is of course the SON handler microservice, that we can take care of. So here, okay. I think you can remove our name, Ben. I think it's a valid point.
Just make sure, because then there wouldn't be a conflict. So if, when you do Taixing, why would do Taixing, they engage the company, then they would have the coordination, it'll be the actual work for this.
Okay,
Hey guys, this is Shankar. When I saw this list, I thought the impact on DCAE from runtime DB was for the West collector only. Is that what you're concluding?
Yes, that's the example we are taking.
This is the runtime DB row. So we're looking at the commitments, we need the commitment by company essentially for the runtime DB row stuff. So
yeah, so the DCE Nokia has been committed already, and already notified by the VGA. So DCE has been taken care of for this piece. Let me show you to control runtime by IBM.
So in that case, with that logic, we should remove all the DCA stuff. If you mean the CM Vest development here is what this DCA thing is, this is being tracked by another use case, not by runtime DB. There's a development. There's already a dependency that I've written here. This says to go look at the this is being tracked in the harmonization use case, right?
So Ben, you haven't seen it. Actually, the architecture-wise, it's a proposal by runtime configure DB. It's a development committed by Nokia. So if you take this part out of that for the harmonization, they don't even know what they're talking about. You're talking to the to whatever they say, what is CM notify? You have to bring the CM notify to our picture architecture. They know what is CM notify about in the Frankfurt release. But because when we do commitment, no one would do, we found out Nokia will do development, we ask Nokia to do the work. So architecture is supposed to be our impact. In the other ways, so we harmonization will be independent of us. Otherwise, they cannot tracking. They cannot do the testing for them purpose. You understand what I'm saying?
Then I think we need to have a meeting, because Marge has in her mind that she's doing the CM notify VES event stuff.
Yeah, they do the event, but do it for us. But not for otherwise. You take this event out. They have nothing to say. Say what? Event for what? Because of the proposal, the time being, the David Kennedy, the alone.
Oh, I see. You're saying that this DCA stuff is the we absorb, we receive the event and do something with the event. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, the CM event. So we come to device CM event usage. Who do development? We now found out here. So this is our code impact DCA in our use case and developed by Nokia. So I don't even know how the that's why we shouldn't say dependency. We can say this, we share the use case. They introduced this CM notify by the ORAN, but we propose architects. That's the thing. We shouldn't say dependency. When we're talking about dependency, for them, they don't have anything to do. They are just CM event. What CM event? They cannot even do typing.
Okay, I got your point. So I think the CM notify VES event itself is defined by the harmonization use case, but we're actually using the event, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, just make sure that. Yeah, otherwise they don't even know what is that. Okay.
Right, and so the DCA event, this DCA work reflects the actual use of the notify. All the harmonization case is doing is doing the for us.
For us,
the definition of the VES event. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know that Nokia itself is, I mean, Nokia is developing the VES event and the reception of the VES event. There may be another more work than just that. Right, for the that Sandeep is doing, maybe.
No, the work Sandeep is doing, that once Nokia post that event to the DMAP, right? Mm. So we talk an option, the two options. The option, the time being, for the old, because you understand, Ben, this is not configuration be going to fix, discuss with the maybe change a bunch of other people. This configure DB going to fit into a non-real-time rig, take a rig. So that's the all run, they depend on, they need our information to fit that application. So then there's a two proposal option in here right now, right? One device, they say the one we post the DMAP device, they go to the runtime DB. Another say, oh, we can say use the, you know, the ICNR, get this information from DB, update to the configure DB. So the discussion says that although the DMAP device up, you know, posted by the runtime DB will be easier. So possibly I think I had some issue that may have a little bit of, you know, why would go to another hub to update to the configure runtime DB. Runtime device should be what they got from DMAP. So that's the, I think they had the both option.
John and Ben, we both had discussed also this, right? That, you know, if you want to update runtime DB, you know, what it needs is just simple REST transaction, like API transaction, right? You don't need to go through the whole DMAP flow to make it happen, and again DMAP and SDNC, and then make it happen, right? I mean, that again surely adds multiple hops, right, in between. I think that's what you're referring to, John. Is that correct?
Mike, the thing is that the Nokia post this information to DMAP, that their work is done. So your work, so you pick up something from DMAP to your runtime configure DB, then do the massage, if anything model impact or adding phase, you internally, you behind the scene, you need to process this information, put into different table.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. You know, that's what I mean, yeah.
So real-time RIC will publish an event on DMAP that I will subscribe to make an update to runtime DB.
Yeah, it's the same thing as you fit into ANI thing. ANI post updated PNF objects, right? You pick up from the DMAP, and then you massage your internal table schema. You have to be designed carefully. I will try to help you on this too. You need to, which table, you, how many tables are going to design, then in order to support this project, you need to turn on, you have to do schema discussion, how the model work, what kind of table you're going to relate, what's the relationship, those things you have to develop, or you have to make some, you know, the discussion on this too, you know.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So I think there were two different things being said there. One, you were saying, which I had a discussion with Joanne about also, is a direct API call and not using DMAP. That was one thing that you were just saying. And a separate thing that Joanne was saying, something differently about the DCA development, right? So,
right.
Yeah. So I think Nokia is not doing all of this DCA stuff. We're just doing the reception of the CM notify event.
Right.
So right. Somebody else is also doing the take the CM notify, put it on DMAP, or put it, you know, so that it gets written into runtime DB.
No. You got to say the Ben. I talked to Marjorie that they just make sure we can talk to your developer, whoever developers. For you guys, it's very easy. Because VGS has to put the developer days or 18, because that doesn't take long. So since you have already groundwork done with Nokia, you just post the event to DMAP. I think the guy you talk to the developer again, 就 very easy for Nokia, 就是 post the what are you demand to the CM notify you want to the DMAP, your work is done. So then someone else then will consider do. Just make sure you guys, you developer do this work.
Which we
plan
to do.
So you have to be the younger.
Yeah, we plan to do that.
You have to be the younger. Yeah.
So if that's what you mean by the DCA work, then that's okay. Then what's the, are you saying that after you post on DMAP, that's the runtime DB work, right?
So you know, here, you, because that's why I told Margie, just make sure you post it, then your work, you can clean up. Then Sandeep or whoever I think I'll pick this work, then that's our rest of our work. Just make sure you will be the right leader, because I depend on Margie, not depend on you.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's fine. Right. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I think that's that done.
Ben, one point. So
yeah,
then
sure,
for the testing also, I think it's probably better to remove the pros name for this row, Ben, because we would not be involved, right? Because the scope, like Joanne pointed out rightly, it's not to do with anything to do with the SON use case.
Okay, so, let me see if I can find it again. Hold on one sec.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I should have asked for any more further comments. I found it here. Okay. So you're saying that we should remove your name here for the ANI testing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't finish talking about STC. Is there STC stuff? What do we
do?
Yeah, this is a very important one. This is the one. So let me say to give you this update. I spent quite a bit of time. It may be now a little bit frustration on this one too. So I'm getting over with this already. So talk to internal. So the one initially proposed by Ericsson, right? Not proposed by Ericsson. I asked them if we can do this project, get information. They say they can provide the information. Turn out to be they wouldn't do it. So strategy right now to doing this, we still need the SDC impact, but we wouldn't do a lot because the SDC involves a lot of modeling work. This is a big effort. So whoever company would like to contribute that we can talk about later. We want to treat this as a BAU. So whatever the the modeling work they post into the DMAP to the CEDAR package. The CEDAR package, they have all kind of model work, you know, the YAN model, all the information. Whatever they have at Frankfurt release, they post the DMAP. I gave the Sandeep little bit of more information for Sandeep absorbed. So Sandeep can get a CEDAR package from ICC. Then he can process this information. Say they may have PNF information structure. They have like design. You know, during the design time, extension time, give them to add reference to make the data model. So that's the purpose. In the reality, we need to have someone develop this. So Ben, if you were to say the service model in the 5G already designed correctly, implemented in the SDC, those models should post the SDC DMAP, then Sandeep will pick up this model. This is very important for us. So right now, just whatever they have information available, we pick up. That's the idea. Sandeep, do you understand what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, so, you know, we can, I guess right now, it is, we actually need to continue to discuss this, right? We had talked about any YANG model that gets plugged in from SDC, it would be a standard YANG model, like a standardized by ORAN or whatever, and our runtime data based data model should be in alignment with that model, once we know what YANG model we need to support, that will drive the underlying data model for runtime DB.
Yeah, like because it likes to live with high level at this point, because it's a lot of issue, not only the issue, but I need to phrase my words. So we need to do a little bit more homework until we have, so once the time goes by, maybe next week, we have not. Just leave the way, now we'll call meeting next week to engage SDC to see what how runtime deep could get some information at this release. Now we can, because we still have time to develop this model. We still, M1 is still not committed by the end of this October, right? Let's just leave the way.
No, but this was due October 15th. So before M1, they're actually an assessment done by the TSC for. That's what this information is about.
Yeah, SDC is test only in this case. We didn't ask them to develop it.
Yeah, so my question is I'm not sure what. I was not sure what we have to test in SDC. That was my point.
Bain, I would say nothing at this time, right? Until we really see what we need to do here, right? You can take it out for Franklin, I would say. Because our scope has been to continue to work on revise the existing config DB and then finalize the data model. Mm-hmm. The other two achievable targets.
No, the SDC is very important, leave it the way it is. And also you need adding so-called the modeling work. Adding a modeling work in here. So the voice collector, you want, they need a model change model. So that I think a log already got engaged. You say voice model in chain. So just say modeling chain.
We had a discussion with SDC team, Ophir, the lead from SDC, right? And for every use case, we said they're onboarding artifacts, that we are setting up the schema for the runtime DB, and basically we might be using the export CSAR, which is received by runtime DB. So there's no actual software development, which we're already aware of. And so I think the testing is that we want to make sure that, in my mind, I think the testing is that runtime DB, this new component, can receive an SDC package from a CSAR package from SDC, right? That would be testing that needs to be done. Don't you guys agree? Right.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, I think Dan Timani was also on the call maybe a week ago. And then really speaking, right now, agency does not get any Yang model or any package, CSAR package getting distributed from SDC to agency controller, right? There is no such thing right now that exists. Right?
Yeah, but if you're right, but if the runtime config DB is going to be its own separate component, one thing we need to develop is to be able to receive a CSAR package from SDC.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that it's would be new testing. Yeah.
Yeah. Very important. You see the Ericsson on the getting. Wow. This is very, the Sandeep may not even know up front. This is a very important step. This is also very the critical step too. So the one we the Sandeep, you cannot just aim only the CSAR package. You cannot aim only Yang model. I think maybe Shankar can help you out. In the networking, it's not just basic Yang. It's the things, the model driven. We need all the PM objects. You get objects from PNF from the NAI. What do you do with the PNF object? I'm asking you. You have to have deep knowledge now. How do you massage the data for PM object to build up your relationship with the model you have? You can, in the model you have, we have to get involved. Otherwise, you will be more meaningful, useful. The data model in the config DB is very extremely important. You have to make this like a microservice truly reflect the 5G network configuration data. That will be more useful for entire telecommunication. So you cannot say, you get in that object, what do? You have to build this your own model to do the for the config DB. You right now you you basically you cannot.
So then we are back to the same discussion, right? and then so we will continue to discuss that further, right? I mean, we even talk to.
So that if the Shankar is on the bridge, if you cannot do it, Shankar, we have to talk about this. Because we want to use the database to truly reflect 5G now. We want to use this database. I have to talk to you on this. You understand?
I agree. Now, is Martin on the call? Because he's also another key person for this part of the work. He's not on the call. He might be on the 10 o'clock call. Because the way I understand where we left off this discussion, and I agree, Sandeep, we have been discussing this back and forth, and it's not a simple thing. If I could paraphrase, I think Sandeep made the point that he doesn't know how to automate the process, and he would want to work with a Yang model that we create to demonstrate. Martin was making the point that there should be ways where we take a Yang model and at least in some programmatic way, see if we can develop the data model and schemas from that. But Martin had some ideas about doing it. He sent some email, but for about a week, I have not seen any email more on that. I think the answer, I think this is a very valuable piece of work, and making it aligned with whatever comes from ORAN in a at least even semi-automated way, or at least in a programmatic way. I mean, there are whole levels, completely model-driven, completely data-driven, scripted, programmed. There is a whole range of things you can do. But I think the intent is not to do it completely manual. I mean, do it some so it can be reused.
So, to Shankar, I have a call to you, maybe, Alan. This is a very important. Even Sandeep keep saying he couldn't do it. I mean, because this configure DB is very important one.
Yes.
So, if we cannot do it, now we have to think about other options. Because otherwise, we spend so much time on engagement, the effort, now, kind of company, we say cannot do it, now may not be. Because if we say this component, I'm happy to say the other way. So we try to be independent component for ONAP. And the ONAP will need this information too. So if Sandeep says he cannot deliver, then we have to rethink this.
Okay. But he has been consistent in saying he knows one way to do it.
Okay.
And so that's why I said I think maybe we should also revisit that when Martin is on the call.
Okay.
Because so far
we have not been able to find people who say, yes, we know how this whole thing needs to be built so that it reflects the 5G network.
Exactly, yeah. So then maybe today's thing we can talk, talk offline, then we can talk, let's do this thing, because the information we put is all critical for the runtime DB. If Sandeep, you couldn't see it, we have to talk. I want to do as much as possible, make you understand, that's fine for us. But you have the willing to stand up to develop this model truly reflect 5G network.
So
we depend on it.
Yeah, Shankar, just like Shankar and John, just, you know, the way I know is, you know, right now we are using MariaDB as underlying platform, okay? Then, you know, you are going to support some data model on which all the APIs are going to work. Currently, that data model, you know, MySQL data model, gets kind of integrated as a basis for developing this software system, right? I mean, that's the first starting point. You integrate that into MySQL, and then you develop your system, and then you say when you want to instantiate that microservice, you can do that. But that's a process, right? Now, when the static data structure is in place, again, it's a MariaDB platform. You can do any dynamic updates, right? You can add additional records. You can update the existing records. All that could be done, right? Now, when the microservice is up, and then say, you know, SDC, a new request comes in, with say, you know, some additional Yang attributes, okay, augmented attributes that you need to update. So then when you go back to the MariaDB system, okay, there are additional properties you need to add, right? So you need to bring down the whole microservice, recreate the structure, migrate the existing data to the new structure, and then reinstantiate the microservice, right? That whole mechanism would surely create some operational headaches, right? So my view is that when ORAN standardizes one Yang model, and of course there can be other data model aspects as well, like policy and others. Once ORAN publishes a model number one, we support that in one release. We develop a runtime DB model and support a developer system. All the runtime DB updates are going to be happening, right? When the ORAN publishes a new Yang model, we support that new Yang model in the next release or the same release with new revisions, right? That's the way I look at it at this time.
And the Yang model, how is that? How in your mind is that communicated to to our component?
Yeah, so essentially, Ben, right? The Yang model that is getting standardized will be supported by the underlying equipment vendors, right? Mm. So they will integrate that Yang model into their equipment. Mm. Once that is done, in the agency controller, the applications, the director graphs that you write, you directly go to those network devices which are going to be NetConf mounted. And then make updates, the Yang model will be supported underlying network vendors.
But the and you make updates is that, I think in Joanne's mind, the and you make updates is basically the reception of an SDC package from SDC to get those information, right? And I think that's kind of how we've written the flow. So unless you have a different view of how those and you get the updates are done,
updates are basically RESTCOM transactions, right? So you have the endpoints that are based on the Yang tree, and the Yang tree has already been predetermined by the ORAN community, right? This is my Yang model for this release. So I already know that in advance, where the different leaf nodes sit, what different transactions I need to invoke, how to reach out to those leaf nodes.
Sandeep, I think the point that Ben and maybe Joanne also are trying to make is, okay, we have the Yang model. Okay, maybe coming to your point that both sides have the same Yang model. Still, how are you going to, for example, populate some of those fields? What are going to be some of the values?
The API endpoints?
Yeah, so for example, a field, let's say XYZ is introduced. What are some of the values that X field XYZ will take? I think this is what I think Joanne and Ben are.
What values XYZ will pick? If there are some static values, right? Say in a Yang model, there's a value like vendor name or whatever, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That surely could be picked up through Yang. We might want to like separate. There's a Yang model, which is totally different syntax. It's like a Word document, you can say. Mm-hmm. And then that Yang model eventually gets converted into a JSON file, right?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, I'll be getting a JSON file with some values that I can surely consume. No problem there. But I cannot consume the Yang model, which is in a Word kind of format, text format.
Yeah, so I mean, this whole line is just about the end. How do I consume information that's populated or done or defined artifacts and data and settings in design time, right? And the general way you consume that is as SDC has some output package, an SDC package that other things use, that other things consume, right? So I think that's kind of what I believe. This is kind of what this is saying, right? That
so Ben, last call,
can we assume that the Yang model is available as a file, as a machine readable file, and it might be YAML, it obviously it can come in as a Yang file, mm-hmm. and is that enough or? Or are we expecting that is converted into something else which is needed by runtime?
Shankar, yeah, Shankar, so Yang model, you know, Yang model, you can kind of relate that to like MySQL, SQL kind of schema, right? And it has tables and properties and all that, right? And what we are talking about...
Actually, no, wait. When you say you can, that is, I thought, what we were discussing.
No. What I meant to say is Yang model is kind of a Yang model. That Yang model eventually gets converted into JSON file, which has specific values, manufacturer Nokia, you know, antenna.
That I understand, but does that include capture the hierarchy?
Yeah. JSON file surely captures all the hierarchies.
Yes, but when it is converted to SQL, you're thinking of
What would happen here is that when I get the JSON file from a manufacturer through SDC, I can just consume those specific values that are populated. Nokia is something I pick up and I put into my data model and create a new record and put Nokia as the property. I cannot still convert the hierarchy into some MySQL model. I cannot do that. As I mentioned to you, I need to bring down the whole system and recreate it. I reinstantiate the whole system.
Correct. That is what I was asking about. So,
I cannot do that.
Suppose there is something, but suppose something there is nested, which is the model says PCI is inside.
Did we lose you? Oh, hello, Shankar. Can you hear me?
Did we lose him?
I think we lost Shankar, maybe.
So Ben, in the scissor package that we saw, right?
Let me understand what Shankar, trying to say model. Simply, I think that Sandeep, you need to learn a little bit how the SDC modeling work. So the modeling work right now in the in SDC, they basically build out the PNF relationship. So the
Yeah, we can hear you,
Shankar. I'm stuck what you're trying to say. Just because you continue to say to I'm like, okay, go ahead. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I was just I think I understood what Sandeep is saying. Sandeep, just to clarify, if the Yang model has a hierarchy, that you have a G0B element inside that, you have a DU element inside that, you have a PCI, and if that's the Yang model, and if someone says, okay, here's the Yang model with this hierarchy, then You have somewhere you have made a decision when you make the SQL tables that okay, I will record the fact that DU and DU has G0B has DU and DU has PCI, and then what you're saying is if you get a value, see the example you gave of vendor being Nokia, I think you're talking about extracting the value Nokia and populating the database.
That's
my question is even more before that, which is how did you decide to make vendor a property of some table, and then how did you exactly decide what tables are there for G0B and records or is it a nested property? How exactly is that process happening? I think that is part of this. Once you figure that out, then what you're saying is true, which is you get a file, you populate properties.
Okay, guys. So we're almost at the end of almost at the end of time here. We just need to, for the purposes of the TSC, which this is due, a few days ago already now. So we just need to see: does SDC have test only? Is this okay? And which company is committing to it? We just need to fill this out before we end this call.
Let's just clarification. Testing. So in terms of testing, we don't need to do. SDC doesn't need to work, right? Does it? Do we need a commitment for testing?
You do. You have to say some company is doing this piece of the testing. There's some testing done. There's something has to be done. Who's doing it? That's what this is asking.
Oh, so then you're saying that whoever do the even do testing, like say, I just need the information at the BAU.
So like for ANI testing, who's doing this? Well, IBM's doing that, right? So for each of these components, you need to say who's doing it. That's what the.
My purpose. So ANI's testing purpose, like posting to DMAP.
Yeah.
You think of some people going to testing from ANI to DMAP?
This is what this is saying, right?
I'm asking the thing. Do you think that Sandeep can do that? I'm just asking to talk into.
So, well, Joanne, we only have 1.5 minutes left. For the SDC stuff, we have this down as testing. Some testing needs to be done. We just spent 20 minutes talking about what that testing was or was not. And now we have to rate something here. Are we doing it? Are we not doing it? Should I delete it? Who is somebody committing to this testing? This needs to be filled out, basically. So
we need this information. So that maybe we need this information. So who do testing? We have to think about this.
So we should put something here now. And to give us time to think about it, right? Because so the TSC is evaluating all these, and this is in red because not all the things are filled in right.
Okay. So then, so the IBM do who do the DCAE pieces? IBM doing that too? Nokia will do it.
We're saying Nokia is doing that. Joanne, we can't go back to talk about all these other things. Let's focus. We have 60 seconds left. Let's focus on SDC.
Who's doing the
SDC testing stuff? Or do we delete it?
No, V1, let me find out this information.
So we don't have time to do that. So let me put AT&T then. Is that okay? And if you want to update it, you can update it. We have to put something here, so AT&T will commit. All right. Okay. Yeah. This is test only. We know it's test only. It says test only in the what's this? So this column is what's happening. Is it test only? Is it document only? Is it code update? And these are does the PTL commit to the thing, right? And then these down here are what companies are committing to the thing, right? So if it's some other company or whatever doing that, then you know we can say that, right? We have to put something just to buy us time, right? So that at least that the TSC has an idea that
Doug, the guy with the say Doug. I talk to Doug folks and do the
You can update this. I mean, if somebody else is doing it, that's fine.
I don't know. I can update. Okay. I will try update later. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've arrived at time. Thank you, guys. And I know the next call is starting. So thank you, everybody, for attending. I will post the recording of this off of the runtime config DB wiki page. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.